Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Talking Feedlot returns with Jim Robb in just a moment. One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Wheat farmers looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers team with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. To learn more about Double Stop CL Plus, log on to okgenetics.com.
For a time this spring, the experts were telling us that we were making money up and down through the beef pipeline, from the packer to the feedlot operator to the stocker operator to the cow-calf end of the business. Especially profitable, according to Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center, was the feedlot end of the business.
I think that's right. You know, a lot of us do these kind of estimates. They're really not survey-based. So there's a lot of assumptions that economists make when we try to estimate these things. Mm-hmm. But at the LMIC, we've been doing these since the 1970s. So if we kind of look back in a historical data, the first 5 months of this year, 2017, were the best five consecutive months in our history of doing these calculations back to the mid-1970s. And May was the second highest month ever, just coming in behind one of the months in the fourth quarter of 2003. And the factors behind May were three-dimensional. You know, obviously, fed cattle prices were higher. If we look year over year, fed cattle prices were up about 6% from the prior year May closeouts. Feeder cattle cost going into that program, though, was down 15% year over year. And the cost of feedstuffs was down about 6% year over year. So all those factors came together, both on the cost side and on the price side, to give us these returns. But as we look ahead here, now we have bid much of the profit potential of feeding cattle, especially at last week's fed cattle prices, into the feeder cattle price profile. Our estimated break-evens for animals placed in May are just over $120 per hundredweight, and that's going to be increasingly a challenge level to break even, where we've had, again, the first 5 months of this year were probably the best closeouts on record in terms of profitability, not adjusted for inflation, in the history of the High Plains cattle feeding industry.
So after a great start to 2017 for the feedlot end of the business, profitability there in spades, and especially in May, we may actually turn around and get closer to going in the red by the latter part of this year.
We could very well see red ink. We think risk management is important. And we think that, taking that into context, though, from a feeder cattle perspective, you know, cattle feeders, I don't think this time around forgot the terrible profitability and financial losses of 2015 and 2016. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe compared to history, or my history in this business, I think the cattle feeders are well in tune that they can't continue to bid profitability away. They will do some of that. But I think we look for, as we reach these break-evens, for feeder cattle prices to moderate.
And obviously that will impact yearling and calf prices back to the cow-calf end of our cattle business. And Jim Robb does remind us one other factor regarding the cow-calf end of the business. We have been retaining females. We've got a bigger calf crop that's hitting the ground here in 2017 and will be entering into the beef pipeline.
As we get closer and closer to that next calf crop coming to the marketplace, which will be a bigger calf crop here in 17 nationwide than was 16, and 16 was bigger than 15. So we have to remember those larger supplies of newly weaned calves are still ahead.
LMIC's Jim Robb, and that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.